Hi guys, what's up? Hope you're doing well. Today is a new episode, and I want to talk about the day I almost relapsed. So it was okay. We had gone to on vacation to Mombasa, but this is just like a short story of how it all led up to that. So in around 2015, we went to Mombasa, me and my family, and that time I was still, smoking weed and doing all those things. So like when I went there, I met someone. Okay, like I was just chilling. Then I went to the beach, then I met someone, and like then we for some reason we just parked on something, because like we were both stoners. So I like, yo, you stoned, even me also stoned. So me, I was like, yo, where can I get bad or something? So we went to a small village over there, where there was this like old person who was selling weed. Not really old, but he was like in his 60s or something. Like he was one who was like even rolling the joints and everything. He sold to us. Then we went back to the hotel. Not really in the hotel. Okay, I went back to the hotel. Then we went to the beach. Then after I went to the beach, that's where we smoked. I mean, the experience, I really don't know. I have mixed feelings about the experience. I can't say it's good and whatever. But anyway, so that was when I went to Mombasa, the last time I smoked there. So recently, not really recently, like last year, we went to Mombasa. So like I was really reluctant on carrying money, because I knew if I carried money, I was gonna smoke weed. So I decided I'm gonna leave all my money, all my savings here in Nairobi or wherever I live, and go without any money when I go there. So actually, it turned out to be a really good plan. I would say, like, if you're struggling with addiction and stuff like that, you should always have contingency plans. Like for me, my contingency plan was not to carry money, in case just to cut that habit of, buying and whatever. Yeah. So I would say that when I went to Mombasa just the other day, I didn't smoke weed, thankfully. But that was thanks to my therapists and my psychiatrist. As in, during the whole time, I was like talking to them, making sure I was okay, whatever. So in fact, it was this time they thought that I was already like smoking. Then when I wasn't really smoking anything, as in when I called them, they were like in Mombasa. Then I told them my story, then like, oh, but I told them no, I'm clean, I'm not doing it. And then they're like, oh cool, yeah, it's okay. So what I would say that from this story, just you can always find a way to inhibit yourself to buy that thing. Buy that bad thing for you, whether it's drinking or whether it's buying a joint or something. You can always have contingency plans for yourself. I feel like that worked out for me well. And even I'm sure in the future, when I go back to Mombasa, I will carry money, and I'm sure I won't even go and buy weed. So yeah, thanks for listening. Hope you stay tuned. I'll be doing this weekly, so yeah. Thank you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.